This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding discussions over important security-related issues concerning various states and union territories of the country on the final day of All India Directors General and Inspectors General of Police Conference being held at Bhubaneswar. Discussions are being mainly held on cyber crimes, coastal security and combating Maoist insurgency. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval are also present in the conference. The conference is focusing on determining a strategic path forward in combating diverse national security-related issues, including challenges posed by emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and drones, counter-terrorism strategies with the top police officials and chiefs of different security agencies. The Prime Minister and other key dignitaries are also discussing various operational and infrastructural related issues faced by the police. Deliberations on crucial issues like narcotics are expected to take place on the last day of the meet. The conference took stock of left-wing extremism yesterday. In Telangana, at least 7 left-wing extremists were killed in an encounter with police in Mulugu district this morning. The extremists include State Committee Secretary Bhadru Elias Bobanna, belonging to Bijapur, and 2 state committee members, among others. The encounter occurred shortly after they killed 2 tribals, branding them as police informers. According to police, during a search exercise this morning, an anti-Naxal commando unit in Ettur Nagaram area came across the movement of extremists, which led to an exchange of fire. Police also recovered 2 AK-47 rifles. More details are awaited. Nagaland is celebrating its 62nd state day today. It was on this day in 1963 that Nagaland became the 16th state of India. Chief Minister Nephew Rio also launched several important initiatives aimed at improving governance and education in the state. The celebration was marked by special presentations and cultural events. Coinciding with this day today, the 25th edition of Hornbill Festival will kick off this evening at the Naga Heritage Village, Kesama. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today wished the people of Nagaland on their statehood day. In a social media post, President Murmu said that endowed with a rich heritage of flora and fauna, the beautiful state of Nagaland is also a land of bravery. She sent her best wishes to the people of the state for a peaceful, prosperous and progressive future. World AIDS Day is being observed today to raise public awareness about this syndrome. The day also provides an opportunity for people to unite in the fight against HIV and to show support for those living with HIV. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister JP Nadda addressed the World AIDS Day 2024 event in Indore, Madhya Pradesh. Minister Nadda appealed to the common people to show sensitivity towards HIV/AIDS infected persons and to protect the human rights of infected persons. This year's World AIDS Day will focus on raising awareness, promoting rights-based approaches to treatment and eliminating discrimination against those affected by HIV/AIDS. The theme for 2024 is Take the Rights Path. The National AIDS Control Organization has been observing World AIDS Day on 1st December every year since 1992. These observances have been fostering collaboration to address the challenges and advancements aiming at the global goal of ending HIV/AIDS by 2030. Cyclonic storm Fengal, which made landfall near Puducherry late last night, has remained stationary for the past 6 hours. Currently, the system is positioned near Puducherry, approximately 30 km north of Gudalore, 40 km east of Vilippuram, and 120 km southwest of Chennai. According to the latest forecast from the Chennai Regional Meteorological Centre, Fengal is expected to move slowly westwards and weaken into a deep depression within the next 6 hours. The Regional Met Department has said that Cyclone Fengal, after making landfall, would take another 5 to 6 hours to weaken gradually. In a social media post, the regional head of the Met Department, Dr. S. Palachandran, informed that due to the prevailing situation, rains are bound to continue between Mammamalapuram, Chennai, Kanchipuram, Trivallur, Chengalpet, Ranipet, Vilupuram, Kudalore, and Puducherry. That's all in this news.